Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Cotton on the air with GPA. I don't think he's called in, but we'll see. I have to see where my guest is here this evening. Preferably she's already here because I'm late with getting on. So let's see. Hello.
Hi, Cotton.
Hey, is this One Single Rose?
Yes, it is. How are you, darling?
I'm good. I guessed right. I just, the first number I picked, that's it. I hope this is her. I hope this is her. That's horrible. I'm like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm late to the show. And then I pull up and there's all these callers here and I'm like, oh, shoot, they're waiting on me. I'm so sorry, hon.
It's okay, darling. How are you?
I am great. How are you? I'm happy to be interviewing you today, as you can tell. I'm kind of excited.
Oh, thank you for having me. I was flattered that you wanted me on the show. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You know, you featured at Poetry's Love Letter Live, and I'm still waiting on this show, you know. I mean, this song, you know that, right?
Oh, yeah, it's coming out in March with my CD. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to do it exactly how we discussed.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. GPA hasn't called in yet, so we're going to give him a little bit of time. You know today is football day, so there's a lot of that going on.
Is he watching the Bears lose right now?
Probably so. I won't say that.
Yeah, he'll get me about that later. We have this Lions and Tigers, no Bears thing going on.
Yeah, maybe that's why he's a little quiet right now. I'm not sure. So we'll see. But when he gets on, the whole atmosphere will change.
Yes.
So let's just go ahead and get right into you, Miss One Single Rose. The first question that I wanted to ask you was, where did you come up with the name One Single Rose? Such a beautiful, you know, and I want to say this real quick before you answer. There are so many poets out there and so many, there's the king of poets, the queen of poets, the princess of poets, and then that's like all across the board. And so when someone has a name that's a little more unique, I always wonder where they got that from.
Well, actually, one of my girlfriends gave me One Single Rose. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I edited a book for one of my very good friends in 2005, and we were having a discussion about some of the things she was going through, and I told her about some of the things I was going through, and she was like, you know what? I had shared a couple poems that I had written because I had just really started to take my poetry and my writing seriously then. So I shared a few of my poems with her, and she was like, you know what, you should write a book and call it One Single Rose. I'm like, okay.
But, okay, I can see that.
Yes. But the name actually speaks to not necessarily a relationship status, but I've been basically taking care of myself since I was 16 years old when I got my first job and my mom cut the umbilical cord to her purse strap. So the One Single Rose is basically about my struggle because I'm out here, I'm doing as much as I possibly can, and I'm running a one-woman show.
Okay, you are, because I've had the pleasure of hearing you, and then I read some of the things that you have going on, the awards that you received. Tell us about the award that you received.
I was nominated as New and Upcoming Poetry Author of the Year and Underground Poet of the Year with the MPAs in 2010, and I brought home the New and Upcoming Poet and Poetry Author of the Year. And it was basically the awards were granted as far as how many people you had to vote for you. So I was actually flattered that my network thought enough of me to vote for me, because I'm still a baby in the poetry game. I wrote my first book in 2009, and it took me a year and a half to get up enough nerve to share any of my pieces on the mic, and as soon as I did, my path has just been amazing. And that same year, as soon as I started doing the open mic and sharing my pieces, is when I won the award. So it was just, I'm still totally flabbergasted by them. And I was also nominated as Poetry Author of the Year in 2011 as well.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful. And you're in Milwaukee, just so the callers know that you're from Milwaukee.
No, I'm born and raised on the east side of the D, Detroit 313.
Detroit. Dang, I'm all off. I'm still getting used to this end of the state. So when I see the area codes, I'm not as familiar with them yet. So I apologize for that. But that's right, you are from Detroit.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of talent in Detroit, from my understanding, and you're just one of the many who stand out in the poetry world, apparently, right now. So to be nominated and receive awards, it's difficult. Don't you find it difficult to do what you do and get the recognition that you rightfully deserve? Because we're not like R&B singers or rappers. We don't necessarily have music playing behind us, and we don't have a gimmick where we're running across the stage, and we don't have the fa-la-la's all the time. It's just us writing what we write, because it comes from, you know, a more of a personal place for us most times. Do you find that you don't get enough recognition for what you do?
You know, I'm not really writing my poems for the recognition. I'm just writing what's given to me in my heart and giving it back to the world. And my actual goal when I started writing was to reach one person, and that happened before I even dropped my book. A young lady read one of my blogs on MySpace and she was actually considering suicide, and she told me that her reading my blog actually changed her mind and her whole way of thinking. So I just write to reach one person, and that's basically it. If the recognition comes, I welcome it, but that's not actually why it is that I write poetry or why I sing or why I act. The actual recognition is a bonus.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you said that, because not most people do what they do for the recognition. Me personally, I don't do it for the recognition, and yeah. I was like you, very shocked when I got that first email that says, on Facebook, that says, you know, you've helped my marriage, or you've helped my relationship between me and my wife, and that amazed me. And when I wasn't prepared for that. So I was like, well, wait a minute. This, you know, I know I have a gift. So for you to say that you wanted to reach that one person, that's absolutely beautiful, because sometimes that's all it takes for you to know that what you're doing is meant for you to do.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And the path is just amazing. I mean, we all have these gifts and these talents inside of us, and once we tap into them and let them have our way, you know, it's like there's a whole world out here just waiting for us to tap into our talent and share it with the world. And once we do that, our path just takes a totally different direction. So yes. Right now I'm just following my poems as they lead me.
Now, do you, what is your biggest topic? Is it more spiritual? Is it more love? Is it more sexual? Is it empowering? Or is it all of the above?
It's all of the above. I started writing as an inspirational motivational poet, but I try to write as much as possible on every different genre of poetry, political, religious. One of my readers pushed the envelope for, which took me into writing erotic poetry because that wasn't something that I was really interested in. But I asked my readers to give me examples of what they like to hear in five words or less. And one of my readers gave me "Your Dick Ain't Shit" as a five words or less. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't write those types of poems. No, I'm not going to do that. But after she kept asking me about it, and I'm like, okay, you just ask your readers to tell you what it is they want to hear, and then you're not going to give it to them. Yeah. So then that just gave me a whole new perspective on what it is that I write. Now I write poems for every topic as much as I possibly can, so I don't restrict myself anymore.
Okay. Well, we have several callers on the line. Check to see if anyone has a question for you before we continue on. Let me double check. Caller with the last four, 2204, did you have a question?
Yes, I just wanted to call in and say that and give my support. This is Red Snapper.
Well, like we don't know your voice, Mr. Red Snapper. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, and I'm glad to hear this interview is going quite well. And I just want to give kudos to the lady with the name that is unique, One Rose. And I know I'm saying it wrong, but. I think that's good, and the part that I really got into is when you said that you write because, not for recognition, but just because you love to do it, and that's what we need out here. I think if you do it for that reason, eventually recognition will come and money will come as well, if that's a thing, but people who come in and they talk about they want to get paid, you know, that just turns me off, so I just want to give you that.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Snapper.
And you know you have to come on my show as well.
Yeah, I was just about to say, now One Single Rose, Red Snapper has his own show. It's called Word Sexy Radio, and he is an erotic. He writes novels, so he's an author, and he's about 10 books in himself. So,
okay, I was kind of thinking that it was Red Snapper. I'm like, okay, I'm going to ask him what the Red Snapper is about, but thank you for clearing that up.
You know, everybody always wants to know what Red Snapper is, but you'd have to come on my show to talk about it because it's about you right now, so we're not gonna get into that. But I just wanted to call in and support Cotton, and she's a great, great friend of mine, and anybody who's a friend of hers is a friend of mine as well, so I just wanted to call in and show my support.
Oh, thank you so much. But if we aren't friends on Facebook or Twitter, can we please connect so I can support you and what you have going on?
Not a problem. We'll definitely do that.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr.
I'll send you his information if he doesn't get around to doing it, One Single Rose. That way, thank you so much, Red, for coming in and showing your support to Poetry's Love Letter. I really appreciate you.
Not a problem, you know. We do it like that.
Did you have any other questions?
Oh, well, that was just it. I just wanted to give that comment because, you know, sometimes we do things and we just don't get recognition that we deserve. And, you know, just so you can keep, sometimes recognition is that one little thing that you need to keep you going. Because I know I've been in situations where, in my writing game, where I was at a point where I was about to give up, but all it took was that one little thing on Facebook for somebody to say, I love your writing and I'm getting into your work. And, you know, that would be the thing that pushes me to the next level. So, you know, I mean, you may get dogged on reviews or whatever, but it's all it takes is that one person, like you said, to touch that one individual. And once you do that, you've done something. So that's what keeps me, and I just wanted to be able to give you that light as well so that you can continue to go forth.
Yeah, he just to give you a quick background about Red, actually reached out to me. He was one of the first authors and radio hosts who reached out to me and said, "Hey, I want you to come on my show." And then once I came on his show, then that's how I was able to write my first book, because he gave me all the information that I needed to be able to do that. And as he said, without that one person reaching out to you, then you don't know how to move your gift forward. So you know, we won't, as he said earlier, this is really about you, Miss One Single Rose, and I really appreciate Red coming on. So I'll send you his information, and Red, as you tell all your you know, guests, don't hang up, okay?
I won't do that.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Mrs. Knapper.
Goodbye.
Ms. Rose, I believe there may be one other person that has a question for you. But before I do that, let me bring in my co-host and my partner, Mr. GPA. He is definitely here now. Let's get him in here on this call. Are you GPA there, GPA?
In the building.
Good. What's good? You know what's happening? Shout out Southside. And
what's good? What them Bears do today?
Oh, we had the bye week, but we alone in first place. I see a lion came on back. That's what's up.
That's right.
We still gonna beat them down. We get home. What's good, bro?
Man, everything is good around here. Just trying to stay positive and keep it moving.
Listen, let me tell you something. Let me start by saying something to you. Now, here in Chicago, I got a few people, spoken word artists, they'll remain nameless. They figured because they crossed the border one time that makes them international. Well, here you cross the border, you know, out of the United States into a different country doing your thing. You are international for real. No pretending. You are a legitimate international poetic star. Welcome to Poetry's Love Letter. Glad to have you aboard.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
It's all good as well. Dessert now here, rocked it out. I'm going to fire one question for you right off the top. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now I got to let you know, and anybody's listening, or any future guests, y'all got to know. Those of y'all know me, and we friends, and we cool, and all that type of stuff. I'm not that dude when we get on the video. I'm the antagonist, so, you know, you never know where I might come from. So that being said, which one are you? Are you a poet? Or are you a spoken word artist? Go.
I am both.
Nah. I need an app. Are you a poet? Are you a spoken word artist? I know what you are, but I want to hear what you say.
I am a poet because...
That's it, that's all.
Huh?
That's it, that's all.
No.
You're a poet.
I'm a poet.
I got the book. I got the book in my hand. Matter of fact, I got the book in my hand. You're a poet. And you know why I know you're a poet? I'm going hard because I'm a poet, too. Let me tell you why I know you're a poet. Find me a spoken word artist that can do a haiku. Not only write a haiku, but can verbally recite a haiku. Excuse me, that was redundant. Recite a haiku and make it flow. You can't. So, my dear, you are a poet. Not only a poet extraordinaire. I just wanted to put that spotlight on you. That's what you are. You just happen to get up and recite poetry. You know, that's what you do. But you are prolific in writing books like Cotton and myself. Not ashamed to say it. You are a poet. That's all.
Why thank you, GPA. Okay, I'll be that.
I mean, we're a dying breed. We're a dying breed. There's not a lot of us. Like you remember when we first met and we got on the radio show and we were like, you know, any jackass can get up on thing. And the weather was real cold outside, and you know the raindrops, and say, you know, sound like 10 other people before them. But it takes somebody poetic adeptness, like yourself, like Cotton Campbell, myself, who can take that same thing they just said, add some stuff, put it in a form, boom, it's universal and immortal, eternal. All that there. So you were that. I just wanted to get that out there.
Thank
go on,
you.
Go take that goal.
Thank you.
I'm gonna need myself.
Well, you know, that's my partner.
No doubt, all
GPA.
Day. No doubt.
You know, he is definitely not going to sugarcoat anything.
No. That's what I love about him. He's just going to come straight off the cuff, and it is what it is, and that's what it is.
Right, so if any spoken word artists are listening, don't be offended. Just know that you know, that's, it is what it is.
Step your poetry up. If you feel like you're getting in your body, step your poetry up. I mean, come on, man. I mean, seriously. Anybody listening who's not a poet, that means, like, you're a spoken word artist or whatever, and you feel real good about that, and that's cool. You got a good genre there. That's all right if you're doing your own individual thing. But I shouldn't have to come to your spot. Let me tell you a perfect example. The two ladies on this line here, Cotton and One Single Rose, were both features at the live version of Poetry's Love Letter. And both of them can sing, but they don't sing the same. Both of them can recite poetry, but they don't recite the same. They don't have the same content, and yet they are under the same genre of literature, poetry. That's what poetry is. That's what who poets are. We are different, but we pledge allegiance to this genre that we love, that goes through our veins and all that stuff like that there. You ain't going to find us sounding like the next person, because we can't. We don't want to do that. We fight hard to have our own style. That's why this young lady on the phone is so important, because she belted out songs. I hadn't seen that when I met her down in Detroit the two times. I knew she could rhyme. I didn't know she could sing. My partner went to St. Louis, got to singing and stuff, turning people out. So, I mean, you know, it's serious. And I'm glad I know these people. So y'all can say, what y'all, you know, y'all can be mad, offended, tell them all GPA said. Yeah, I said it. Because before there was ever a microphone, what people don't understand is, and Rose and Cotton, y'all can identify with this. And then I ask my next question. Before there was ever a microphone, there was a pen and a pad. And people read off the pen and the pad. There's just some of us who have gotten to the point where we got that memorization, we just put it in our head. And these are phenomenal ladies on here. Now lead me to my next question. Rose.
Yes.
If you had to put yourself in the same breath as somebody, who would you put yourself in the same breath with? And I say that because, and let me put you in the context. You act, you sing, you perform poetry, and you write it. You're adept, and you write, and you just don't write books. Like, some people write books, and that's cool, too. You sell books. And that's always nice to sell books, because me and Cotton do that too. So all those things qualify you and put you in the upper echelon of an artist, of a poet. Who would you put your name with, let's say, right now? If you said, okay, I put my name, I'm right up there with blank, 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 and my name should be up with them, who would you put your name up there with?
But thank you. I wouldn't put my name up with anyone, but I have been compared to Jill Scott.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's something.
I think that's so insulting.
I think that's so insulting to you. I really do.
Why? Why do you think
that's insulting? Now, listen, everybody on the phone lines are probably saying, what? Did he just say that? Because Jill Scott is an extraordinary singer. And she says she's always been a poet, but no. Here's what I was thinking, you know, and at some point in time when you come back around after you do some more stuff, because you've done a bunch of stuff, and your career, you know, you've been writing, if I remember you saying, I'm going to pick two, it was either 12 or 8 you said you've been writing since. Which one was it?
I've been writing poetry since the second grade, and I actually took it seriously in about 7 years ago, and I dropped my first book.
There we go.
Yeah.
That sounds like me. And I remember saying that to her too. And y'all gotta forgive me, because Rose and I are really cool, and she introduced me. It was really funny because she didn't know I was thrown in her lap, and she really had no clue who really I was. And so she said, "If you have something, get read off of." And she started reading all this stuff. Okay, I didn't mean to sound braggish, but. It is a lot of stuff, but no, I really think, I was thinking from hearing your Detroit piece, that Detroit piece, you know, I bleed Chi-Town, but your Detroit piece is one of those things that when you love your city, not like, okay, yeah, when you love your city, you can empathize with what you're saying and root on with what you're saying. I start thinking of, y'all going to be mad when I say this. I start thinking of Nikki Giovanni. I had the pleasure to meet her once before.
Oh,
and
wow.
also the sister, because there was pain in what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And in a few of the poems you did here, there was pain in what you were saying. And I was like, oh, wow. It wasn't just your typical, you know. It was a lot of pain. It was a lot of expression. The way you did it, it was so eloquent. So it's easy to throw people in with the mainstream, but I was thinking artistically. And that other sister, her name eludes me, and she's like a singer, but is it Nina Simone? Yeah.
Oh,
that's
God.
What I'm
thinking. She was so dope.
Yeah.
She was so dope.
Yeah, so that's my thing. All right, I'm done. I'm just going to sit here. I'm watching the game, too, and I wanted to jump in because we homies. And what you think, you know, because I know you're probably texting my GPA, how can you come on? And I was like, well, I was watching the game. But that wouldn't have been a good excuse. Shout out to everybody in chat rooms. Shout out to everybody listening. I see some 313s. That's good. What's up? Yay. Detroit won again today. Wow. That's scary. That's
whatever.
Scary. The Tigers won. That's scary. I owe two women 100 pennies because I bet on my White Sox, and they just sold cookies. So, I mean, you know, what am I going to do? I'm feeling like cotton. I'm not leaving. I'm just going to mute myself. I've been talking to Rose too much. So, I'm feeling like, yeah. What's up, Red? I heard you. Red, let me tell you, I'm going to bust Red Snapper. I can't wait to get you on Red Snapper. I hope you ain't hung up. When Red Snapper.
Hold on.
Can he hang up?
No, he ain't hang up. I'm going to bring him in real quick.
No,
hey,
you
need to
no I didn't. Well, I'm never going to hang up. What's the problem? I know you're not scared of me.
Red Snapper.
You know, when you interview me, because I know whatever my interview is,
my
I know
goodness.
You're going to be on a brother. It's okay.
I can't wait. I'm taking the lead on the interview that day, too. Oh, I can't wait. But listen,
we're
going to
talk erotic,
women at,
whatever it is.
Whatever women are at, Red Snapper is not too far away. I'm just going to go on record. If a dude wants to be around, find a place where women are, beautiful women, all he has to do is follow Red Snapper, because Red Snapper is in the mist all the time. That's all. That's all.
What are you trying to say, brother? What are you trying to say?
I think I said it.
Is it that women like to come around the snapper or what? I mean, you know.
Hey, listen, that is not a bad thing.
I didn't really
when you got friended both of your pages. That is
not a problem, brother. I appreciate you.
Oh, man, I trust it. So when we get the opportunity, one single role, when we interview Red, we're going to find out how he really got his name, okay?
Yeah, I'm very interested in hearing this story.
Yeah,
I'm very curious.
Okay, I have some other Rand. I'm gonna put you back on mute.
I got you, no problem. Because
other callers may want to ask one single Rose a question real quick, but don't hang up, Rand.
Okay, I won't. Okay. No problems.
Let me check with caller with the last four of 8089. Did you have a question?
Hi.
Hi.
I do have a question. If you had to choose, what would be your favorite piece and why?
My favorite piece is actually a haiku that I wrote called Priceless, and it's also, I put it on T-shirts. It's, I am not for men who do not treasure my worth. My gems are priceless. Because a lot of times we as women, we don't really value ourselves because we're too busy worried about what this man is going to think about me. Let me put this this hair on so he'll like me. Wear these tight jeans because so this man can see me and compliment me on my assets. But he's not really understanding your worth because you're just worried about your outside and your physical, not what you have going on the inside, which is what we should actually capitalize on because we are worthy of 2,000% of what some of these gentlemen give to us and what we allow ourselves to to give back to them. Some of the choices that we make are not made for them. So we have to love ourselves and make sure that the gentleman that we get involved with loves us just as much.
Wonderful. And I also want to give my support. This is your niece, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hi, girl.
Hi, Auntie. But I just want to say congratulations. I follow you. I check your page every day. I have a ton of my other friends checking your page every day, and they always tell me how much of an inspiration you are, and it always puts a smile on my face because I get to tell them that's my auntie. So
yes.
I just want to say I'm very proud of you. Keep it going. Never, ever stop. And I love you.
Thank you, darling. I love you, too, and I miss you. I will see you when you get back here. And remember what I said about that priceless haiku.
I got you. I'll see you in a month.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on, niece.
Love you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Love you all.
Don't hang up. I won't. Okay.
That was a great question.
Yeah, she threw me out because I didn't know it was her calling in at first. I think somebody was gonna Gino from PPAC was gonna call in at 9:30 to talk about Welcome to the Colored.
Let me check if there is another caller from your area code with their hand up. So let me check. Caller with the last 47983.
Yeah, that's Gino.
Okay.
Gino.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, for sure. I had to call in and support my girl Rose. I had to.
Good stuff.
Hey, Rose,
so
how you doing? Congratulations on the show.
I'm good. Thank you, Gino. Could you tell us a little bit about Poor Man Art Collective and Welcome to the Colored Section that we're about to put it down for around here in the D?
Okay. On October the 26th, the Poor Man's Art Collective, which is a collective of new and emerging artists, which consists of visual artists, poets, singers, actors, and dancers, and we just was able to bring Rose on board. The name of the show is called Welcome to the Colored Section. What it is actually is we put it to each and every one of the artists that is involved to explain to the viewers, to the public, what it means to them to be African-American artists and representing their talent in the city of Detroit. Rose is going to bring, from her point of view as a poet. We have several other poets that are going to perform. We have artists who are reaching in and tapping into their spirituality as an artist, their heritage, their ancestry, bringing all of this to the forefront, trying to help bring a positive outlook about what's going on in Detroit and the creative scene that is helping to put a more positive spin on what's going on in Detroit.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Yeah, we've been, I really have to say that we have been blessed to have Rose be a part of our collective. She brings so much energy and so much spirit to us, and she teaches us with her words, and it is just, I tell her every day, and I know she probably gets tired of hearing me say it, but her spirit is so infectious, and it is just, it's just a blessing to have her be a part. And like the brother has said, she is international, you know what I'm saying? And she brings the things that she learns from all over the world back to us and helps us be better artists.
Right. Right.
Thank you, Gino.
You welcome, baby. You know I got to shout it out to the world. 313 in the house for real.
All day,
baby.
That's beautiful. Thanks so much, Gino, for coming on.
Thanks,
and as you said,
she is absolutely great.
So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Are you hanging up? Hold on, Gino.
I'm listening to you on my tablet. I ain't going nowhere.
That's what's up.
I'm going to put
all
you back
then,
on.
Y'all have a good
thank
show.
You.
You
thank
too,
you very much.
Yep.
So, Rose, since we got some of the, tell us about when you started acting, because I did see that in your bio as well, and I thought that was amazing that you do, and it's not the normal type of acting that we would normally see African Americans do. So.
No, it's not.
I like the way you put that.
Thank you, yes.
I said, I like the way she put that. It's not the normal acting you see African American. She said that so politically correct. That was hot. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead, after that.
Yes, it's actually quite different, especially what I'm doing with Wunderbaum and Detroit Dealers in Amsterdam and Rotterdam and Belgium. I started acting last year. I'm still a baby. I'm still a baby with poetry and acting, period. I started acting last year in August in Octavia Leslie, Sylvia Hubbard's four-part harmony. And after that, I just got the bug. I just started auditioning for everything that came my way. I'm like, okay, I can go here, I can go here, I'm going to do this, this, that. And I became involved in some amazing productions. I played the little coochie snorcher that could in Sean P. Entertainment and Frankie Darcel's Vagina Monologues. I was Knowledge the Poet in Dorothy Redman's Mahogany Dreams, which was about Cafe Mahogany here in Detroit, which closed about 10 years ago. I was cast in For Colored Girls, which is happening right now today, and I'm so bummed that I got kicked out of the show because it interfered. The final rehearsals interfered with my overseas schedule. And right now I'm rehearsing for Raquel Draper's Chatline. We do that next month. And with Detroit Dealers, I actually was a theater maker. Everything that I perform in the show was written by me. Okay. It's a tale about an auto exec from back in the 60s, and it totally pushed my envelope where I'm writing. I did the spoken word, battle rapping, acting, and I dance a little bit in the production as well. And as a result of that, Pearl has snagged a few shows. Pearl is my alter ego and my doppelganger when I write erotic poetry. So I snagged a few shows every time I go over.
Did she say doppelganger?
Yes, she did.
She said,
yes,
she
I
said
did.
Doppelganger. listen, man. Listen. Go and finish the spiel. So I can, man, come on now. You better
what?
Come on. The doppelganger. Listen.
You know what a doppelganger
girlfriend.
Is.
Yes, I do, girlfriend. But listen, how many people walking around, if they didn't see the Drew Barrymore movie, know exactly what a doppelganger is? That's kind of hot. When you drop that on somebody, I mean, that's some hot language. That just proves what I was talking about earlier. Go on with your spiel now, girlfriend. Go on.
So,
I know what I be talking about.
Being involved with that production was, it's just amazing. When I go back, we're doing Antwerp in November. So we did a show in Rotterdam. It was like very small, but when we go back in November, we're going to make it a little bit bigger. There's going to be a Detroit party, house music, Motown. Pearl's going to hit the stage. It's going to be bananas. And I can't wait to get back over there and show Pearl's ass.
All right, with that being said, the one thing that I really wanted the callers to hear is I wanted them to hear some of your vocals, if you don't mind doing a little something for us.
Okay. You want me to do your piece that we talked about?
Do mine. See, that's why I said that, because I was hoping you could ask so I could say yes.
Okay, this is Tiptoe with Bessie Dresses Dapper Dan. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. See, you caught me off guard. You got me laughing. I love the way you hold me in your arms and baptize me with your manly charms. I'll ring the bell and sound the alarms, because you do my heart good. You've never done me wrong. When I'm with you, you have my undivided attention. I'll saunter passing, unmentionable. Tiptoeing in stilettos. dropping rose petals. Follow me into the bedroom. We won't be leaving no time soon. I need to have you 69 different ways. From sunup to sundown, let's get it in all day. I love everything that you do for me. You broke down my guards, now my spirit flies free. Without you, I don't know where I'd be. I'm rolling with you long as you riding with me, and now I'm gone. Tiptoeing in stilettos, dropping rose petals. My longing for you doesn't end with come. I desire to be everything your body touches, following the sexual exploitation of my candy-coated sugar walls, a place you've nicknamed your home. Imagine me as the satin sheets you rest upon after we've conceded to the release of your seeds. Bless me in your bath water until I'm drunk as Irish springing from bars on St. Patrick's Day. Let me be the Egyptian cotton towel to temporarily cleanse us from your groin. Spray me right to guard the place where I'm comfortable under your arm. Toss liquid scope freshly siphoned from my ocean around in your mouth while my whitening strips tease your crown. Brush your beard with me, mimicking pubic hair strokes across your mustache while you tasted my good good. A hint of roses, fragrant bouquet lingers after shaves, moistening your entire body in cream. I'll be tidy-whitey when the wind blows, sheltering the hard-on, boxing my briefs. You're no wife beater, but I'll be, hiding beneath a button-up or a white tee, protecting the chest that surrounds the heart that beats for me. I dream that I am every pair of your jeans with power to unzip your fly at will. Buckle me tightly around your waist to convey the message that what lies beneath is on lock. Pull me onto your feet to shoulder the weight of your little piggies, keeping them warm and snuggly the same way I heated your cock when it was in my guts a few moments ago. Walk me out as the gator boots, wingtips, or Jordans to escort you back into my hole. Place me at the helm of your vehicle, continually spinning these wheels while my ass moves like a 24. You won't have to insert me as the key to unlock the deadbolt when you return home to come again. My legs are always open for you. So when you step through the door, drop all of me like I'm hot until you butt-ass naked on rock and let me put you to bed.
I love that beat.
Thank you.
I'm over here just as giggly because I love that piece. I was like, I love that piece. I was like, oh, my gosh. I said, I hope that she doesn't mind doing that piece. And I can just, and I'm sitting here, I know GPA hasn't said anything, but my friend Ren Snapper, I can just hear his voice right now, really excited, because that's the kind of stuff he likes to hear. You know, so when you hear him go on his show, it's just, there are no boundaries on his show. But
oh.
I could just hear him saying, dang, that's hot.
Thanks. I wanted to do a piece for him since you say that he has the erotic show. It's one of the pieces that's part of my overseas performance called 40 Niggas Deep.
Yeah. He definitely enjoys. I enjoy that. When I heard it the first time, I remember when you did it at Poetry's Love Letter at the open mic when you were the feature. I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, I love this. And I hate to admit this, but there is not a lot of poets that I really enjoy their poetry.
Mm-hmm.
You're just one of the very few. I can count on one hand how many that I really, really enjoy, and three of them are actually on my team. So I kid you not. And I just want to point out this beautiful lady actually was messaging me while she's overseas trying to handle her business, and I'm just like, hey, one single rose, are we going to be able to do X, Y, and Z? She said, absolutely. I mean, and she's just going back and forth. I said that to say she took the time in her busy schedule to still get back to me, because as is important to her what she has going on, she knows that my time and what I have going on, what we have going on, important to me too. And she happened to be important for us because our goal is to help others get recognized and show some support, because we all need that support. No matter where it comes from, we need that. And so she came all the way from Detroit to be the feature at our open mic. Now, keep in mind, our open mic is just you pass the hat and we take donations. So you can imagine that's not a whole lot of money for somebody to come. But she came anyway because she wanted to support what we had going on. And, of course, we wanted to see her do her thing. And we wanted other people to see her as well. So this is the reason why we started all of this, GPA and I, we started all this, because we want to support people like you who are out there doing what you do. And for you to be overseas, I'm feeling like I should have got your autograph when I saw you.
Oh, stop.
Oh my gosh, you got your autograph when I saw you last time. You was overseas?
What?
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I'll be seeing you in May when you come feature at Old Snap.
Absolutely, and I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to that. I cannot wait. So you just let me know the date and the time, and I'm there.
Please tell,
we have about 10 minutes left. GPA, did you have a question?
I was just sitting here, you know, I was enjoying the love fest, you know, y'all was having, first and foremost, you know, two women is really always my thing. But I was sitting here just, you know, listening. You spoke the truth. Also, to further, you know, expand on that, you can tell by the love that she received tonight, people calling in, that's what you have given out. Because when I came down the first time, she got me on the radio. I wasn't supposed to be on the radio. She said, "Hey, I got you." You know what I'm saying? She got me on the radio the next day to come on, and then told me, "Hey, well, you can go to this spot. When you come back again, hey, you can go here, the Gorilla Cafe." I think I said that right. Okay, so she hooked me up with that. So it's all about, you know, reciprocity. And that's one of the things, Rose, when I was really sort of persistent when we got the open mic live, I was like, man, we need to have you come down. And it was an interesting dynamic because Cotton was first. She's from Sacramento. Then we had Queen, who's from here. And then we had you. All three of y'all could see. It was just funny. But the fact that you came from out of town, same way Cotton did, that was just awesome. We appreciate you. But you give out what you know what I'm saying? You give it out. So it's easy to give it back. So we appreciate you. We hope to continue. I mean, somebody else snagged you on their team because we was going to snag you. We still might, you know, because we got a T-shirt that'll fit you. We do. I mean, you know. Yeah, and you know how we roll. We don't BS with all that. Like, we all about business. So, you know, you never know, man. I'm real persuasive, so you never know. No.
I'm mad love for y'all, and we have to support each other.
I think when I first met you, there was such a great, she gives off such a great vibe, such a great aura, and it's very comforting and open, and if you're a good person, you're going to immediately take to this lady, because you can't, if you don't, it's because there's something wrong with you. I just want to say that. So I just wanted to say you give such a great, you know, because not every woman can walk into your space and you get along with her. Not every person can, because you know how, well, I say women because we're kind of catty with each other and we're judgmental with each other immediately. And I didn't get any of that from you. I'm not that kind of person, so I didn't get any of that from you, and I really appreciate you coming down. I had such a great, great time listening to you, and I really appreciate you coming on this show and sharing some other parts of your life and letting the audience know what you have going on as well. But I know I want you to be able to tell the audience how they can find you, book you, get your books, and the whole nine.
My website is www.onesinglerose.com. That's onesinglerose.com. I'm also on Twitter as One Single Rose. Facebook, if you search for One Single Rose, I can be found there as well. My books are available via PayPal for anyone that's out of state, but I'm pushing them from the hip because I don't really agree with the percentages that the bookstores give to you. They want 60 and you get 40, and I put all my heart and soul and lost hair and got sick when I wrote some poems, but you want to capitalize on my blood, sweat, and tears. So I'm pushing everything from the hip right now. My books are available in a few stores here in Detroit. They're at Sassy Fashions in the Millinder Center, and she's just showing mad love. She's not taking a percentage. She just has my books in there because she believes in One Single Rose. So it's just all about love for me. So that's what I'm doing. I'm pushing everything from the hip.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. So if you want to get any of, please support One Single Rose and go out and get her books. You will definitely enjoy her work. She does really great work. Your CD is coming out too, right?
Yeah, my CD. I'm working on my CD right now. It's going to drop for my birthday in March of 2013. There's going to be spoken word. I'm going to sing. I'm going to do a collab with a lot of the poets here in Detroit. And if you two want to get on, I got to have y'all on there too. So I'll be hitting you up about that project shortly. As soon as I wrap my head around what it is that I want you guys to do, if you're down, let me know.
Definitely. I'm always in. So are you you're going to have a release party or?
Yes.
Okay, so that means you're all invited to the release party. So she's going to keep you posted. It's going to be in Detroit. Everybody come down. We want to support One Single Rose and make this a huge.
And man, and when you come to the release party, man, don't come like, you know, you just coming to eat food. You coming to purchase a CD, man. I got to say stuff like that because people show up to your thing and I'm here. It's great that you're here. That's cool. But, you know, you got to come to do something. That's what that's for. See you any other time. One Single Rose can see you any other time. Tom Campbell, these people put their work in on this stuff, man. Come on now. And y'all be like, well, I don't have. Well, look, you have to come and eat and drink. So you have to come and purchase. It's real simple. You know what I'm saying? Because I buy people stuff first. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do. I'm not even saying. I bought these two ladies on the phone. I bought their books first before anybody else got them. Paid for them and everything. Sure. I ain't talking about co-signment. Talking about, ooh, let me have one. No, here's the money. Just let me know what I got. You know what I'm saying? That's how you got to roll. So y'all need to step up again because this poetry stuff ain't easy. She out here grinding, like she said, losing hair. I ain't got no hair no more. So I'm got a wig full of dreads.
You done rolled all your hair away.
Oh, wow.
And At my venues, I just posted a status on my One Single Rose poetry page. If anyone has any music that you like heard, instead of me playing music when I host at Old Snap, I play poetry from people's CDs that I've bought. So even though if you might not be in the room, people can hear you and hear what it is that you have to offer. And then it might be like, oh, who is that? Where can I find their CD? So I'm doing what it is that I do not just for me, it's for everybody. If I have an interview in somebody's newspaper, I try and throw out some names of some of my favorite poets here in the D so people can be like, oh, who is this person? Let me go try and find them. I'm not just doing this for me. This is for everybody.
Right.
That's right. That's pretty much how we are as poets. And for myself and GPA and those that are on our team, I personally, if I, you know, see the selfishness in what you're doing, I won't work with you. That's just me. I won't do it. I don't care what it's paying. I don't care what you have going on. I don't care. I cannot work with somebody who's only doing it for the money,
mm-hmm.
or for their own self gratification. I don't work with people like that. I just don't. So it. Because for me it's the whole picture, and if I let that cross over into what I'm doing is going to be ruined. So
absolutely,
I can't do that. So that's just me. So that I love Miss One Single Rose. So I really appreciate you coming on. We have just like another minute left. Is there anything that you want to say, One Single Rose, before we end your show?
I just want to say, everybody, please support your poets, because poetry is a starving art, and we need your energy when you're in the room so we can give it back to you. And also, never say you can't, because if you tell yourself you can't, you most definitely won't. Can't is restrictive. It'll hold you back. And there's nothing that you can't do. So set your mind to it and just do it.
Absolutely. GPA, was there any last words that you had before we let Rose go?
Rose, you know we got mad love, admiration, respect. Thank you for coming on our show. Thank you for having come to Poetry's Love and Let It Live. We're down for whatever you want us to be down with. We got some things coming up, too. And you're one of the people we thought about reaching out to when we do that. So love is love. So thank you again. You know, keep continuing what you're doing. Much success and blessings.
Thank you. And if you guys want me to come back, as long as my schedule agrees, I'm there.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And next week on Poetry's Love Letter, we will have Frank Johnson. He is one of Chicago's own here. He's a spoken word or poet as well. So please tune in next week.
I'm sick of seeing Frank. I just saw him the other day. I performed with him the other day. Sick of seeing him.
Inscribe is his poet name. So thanks, everybody, for coming on. Rose, we love you much. I will be talking to you soon, lady.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, and I got mad love for y'all, too. Mwah. Did you catch it?
Peace.
Got it.
Doei, doei.